I mean, I agree. When you look at that, and they also were patting themselves on the back for getting this done in only 4 days. What's your reaction to that?
That's insane. 4 days? I mean, when we were at the state attorney's office in Baltimore City, you know, maybe Marilyn Mosley, the state attorney at that time, no, she did not get any conviction, but she at least was sincere in her efforts to get justice. She at least tried, and she did not try to use the ignorance of people who do not know the law to her advantage. And he did this in, like you said, 4 days. Freddie Gray died April 19th. Charges did not get brought until May 1st, and the officers were not even indicted until May 21st. This is an attempt to pacify people, and it's an insult. And pretty much it seems like this is a way to sort of put this officer in protective custody because we've seen protesters outside of his home. And the other thing I want to mention is some people are saying, well, this is violence. This goes against what Martin Luther King said. Well, Martin Luther King also said that a riot is the language of the unheard. And when people have for centuries and years been saying, you know, this is happening in our community and it's been stopped at, this is the result.
I mean, it's a tragedy all around. And when you watch what has happened to something like 130 businesses in the middle of this difficult period for during the pandemic, on top of everything else, it's just another world of hurt for all of that part of the community, on top of the suffering that is related to what has happened here to George Floyd. Rochelle, thank you. Good to have you here tonight. Thanks for being here.